Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
John Jastrzemski! Sports Radio 101.9 FM! Sports Radio 66
WFAN. Hour number two. It's 8:05 here on this Friday evening. A little late Friday happy hour with JJ John Jastrzemski. We're keeping you company right here on the Fan. Get aboard at 877-337-6666. And we're going to welcome in a guy who has been a part of my baseball life on TV for a long, long time, and I'm so grateful, I'm so happy that he is going to be back for yet another year on the YES Network. I love hearing this guy talk baseball. He had a great playing career with the Baltimore Orioles. Now he will be forever beloved in the Yankee family. Let's welcome in Kenny Singleton. Ken, it's John Jastrzemski. How are you, my friend? What's happening?
John, good evening. How are you tonight?
Ken, I hear your voice, and I think baseball. So that's a beautiful sight right there, my man. So
first things first,
you know, 3.5, 4 months, it's now July the 10th, and we haven't seen a baseball game. What have you been doing over these last couple of months in order to keep the mind, the body, the spirits where they need to be?
Well, that's a good question. At first, I just stayed in Florida for a while, and about a month ago, or maybe a little bit more than a month ago, I came back up north. I waited until the weather got warm. And then I came back up north, and I think most Yankee fans know I live in Maryland, so I've been hanging out with my buddies. We've been playing golf, Al Bunbury, Ross Grimsley, former Orioles, former teammates, and I've been, you know, keeping an eye on the situation and negotiations between the Players Association and Major League Baseball, you know, hoping that they could get their acts together and get ready to play. And now it appears that that's going to happen. And I'm sure, like a lot of baseball fans out there, particularly Yankee fans, are looking forward to it. The Yankees, of course, are one of the favorites to win an abbreviated season here.
You mentioned that abbreviated season. The Yankees were going to be one of those teams, Kenny, without a doubt. Adding Gerrit Cole, all the depth, all the roster flexibility, that they're going to be in really good shape. Do you think it hurts them that they're playing 60 games in this sprint-like fashion? And does that, in your opinion, kind of even out the playing field for those mid-tier teams to make a run at this thing?
Well, in a way, you're right, because the Yankees are kind of built for a 162-game season. They can withstand things that maybe some other teams can't because of the depth of their farm system, the depth of their roster. But I do think if you look at what the Yankees did last year, now they did win 103 games. But they had some stretches there, 60-game stretches, where they played pretty well. I think their best 60-game stretch was 42-18. And I think their worst 60-game stretch was 37-23. So both of those would certainly put you on a pace to win 100 games. So I really believe, John, coming out of the box is really going to be important. If you can win 15 of your first 20 games, that should put you in pretty good stead to get a leg up on the rest of the division. Now, I also will say that the schedule is no bargain for the Yankees this year. They're not going to play some of the weaker teams in the American League. They have to deal with the National League East, which is a pretty strong division, and also their own division, the American League East, which is fairly strong as well. So they're going to be playing some tough teams this year.
Kenny, that's a great point. You look at the Nationals, reigning World Series champs, Joe Girardi with the Phillies. The Mets have talent. The Braves won a division. You're right. basically the cupcakes you're looking at are the Baltimore Orioles and the Miami Marlins, and even teams like the Toronto Blue Jays. Ken, you remember last year?
Yeah.
They got all that young talent on that team. I know a lot of Yankee fans were looking at the schedule and they see, wow, 8 games with Toronto. I don't think those games are a layup by any means.
No, I don't either, because if you look at the way the Yankees steamrolled the East last year, they had the best record ever for any team against their own division since the teams have been set up this way. I think they were 54-22 against the East. The team that played them the best was the Toronto Blue Jays. The Yankees were 11-8 against the Blue Jays last year, and they were much better against everybody else.
Kenny, I am so fired up to watch Gerrit Cole pitch every fifth day. And look, the Yankees have had a damn good team the last 3 years. They've won 100 games in back-to-back seasons, LCS in back 2 out of 3 years. But, you know, it seems like in the playoffs, they were missing that horse, that anchor, to kind of propel them to the next level. From watching Gerrit Cole, spring training, I'm watching him, and I'm all giddy watching an intra-squad game, for goodness sakes. Do you get the sense, Kenny, he is that sort of missing piece, ingredient that could take this team over the top?
Yeah, I believe so. And one reason I do is because when you have a pitcher of that caliber, he's the one, if you are coming off a loss or a couple of losses, he's the one who gets things going in the other direction. And if your team is winning, he's the one who keeps it going. So I think that this is the type of pitcher that every team wish they had, that legitimate number one. There aren't too many of them around anymore because teams are, you know, they rely more on bullpens. You don't have that, you know, that big-time pitcher who, well, in a way they do have it with Gerrit Cole, somebody who's going to go 7 innings and give the bullpen more or less a day off. I believe that when he pitches, he also affects the next game and the game after that. So I look forward to Gerrit Cole and watching him as you do and see what he can do this year.
The great Kenny Singleton, he joins us here on The Fan. And Kenny, you know, you come from an era in which pitchers went 9 innings like it was nothing. I mean, you saw when you were playing with the Baltimore Orioles. You watched it evolve as you've been a broadcaster for all these years. Does that element of the micromanaging and the era of bullpens and openers, does that bother you watching it from afar?
No, I think it's just the way the game has evolved. There's a lot of things that have changed in the game. You know, the players are bigger and stronger. They hit the ball further. The pitchers throw harder. There are more hard throwers now than when I was playing. A lot of pitchers relied on sinkers and sliders. Now it's that four-seam fastball. See if you can hit it. So it doesn't bother me, and because teams are built around bullpens now. Pitching staffs are built from the back to the front as opposed to the front to the back when I was playing. You don't have pitchers. I played with Jim Palmer. The first year I was in Baltimore, he had 25 complete games all by himself. You don't have 25 complete games in the whole league now every year. So I just think that the game has changed. I think they're trying to save on arms. There's big investments in these starting pitchers, and they're trying to be as economical as they can with them. Of course, they'd like to see a guy complete a game every once in a while, but, you know, they're paying these closers big-time money to close out games. So you got to use them, too. You got to justify why you've given a closer $40 million.
Kenny, let's get to a guy who, to me, at this point, does not have a role on the Yankee team from a starting standpoint. But I think with his bat, and we saw it the other day in the intra-squad game, he's going to find his way into the lineup because the kid rakes, and that's Miguel Andujar. Two years ago, I thought he should have won the Rookie of the Year. I thought he was the best rookie in the American League. And I think his batting style, it kind of complements a lot of the on-base guys, a lot of the strikeout guys. You know, like, Kenny, I watch Andujar. He's a slasher. He's C-ball, hit ball, and, you know, anywhere he hits it, it's hard. So if you're Aaron Boone, what would be your plan in trying to get Miguel Andujar as many at-bats as humanly possible?
Well, first of all, anytime they face a left-hander, he's going to play. Number two, well, he can hit anybody, though. This guy's a line drive waiting to happen. I would think if he can show that he can play defensively in the outfield, he might get more starts out there than you would think. He also might get a few as the DH. I just think that if it was a normal 162-game season, you got to find a way to get this guy 400 or 450 at-bats. Now, you can prorate that in a 60-game season and get him as many at-bats as you can because he drives in runs. You're right, his bat is electric, and he's fun to watch. Maybe not on defense, but he's willing to try. And anything he was hit to him in the outfield in spring training and in these inter-squad games, he's handled pretty well. I think he's pretty athletic enough, and the Yankees are going to find a spot for him. I would not trade this guy. I know people might be asking because he's not playing as much as maybe he would like, but I would not trade him. Remember, Gardner's getting older now, so eventually Father Time's going to catch up to him, and the Yankees are going to need a replacement. And you're right, I thought he should have been Rookie of the Year too.
Kenny, I totally agree with Andujar being a Yankee long-term. As a guy who played the outfield, how tough of a transition is that going to be for Miggy, who is a third baseman? And he's looked all right in the outfield. Look, I don't think he's made a fool of himself or has embarrassed himself to the point where it's like, wow, there's no way in the world I could put him out there. But what do you think is the biggest challenge for him in transitioning from third base to the outfield?
Just feeling comfortable. You know, when you go out there and playing a strange position, it's almost like you don't want the ball being hit to you. And I would say that because I experienced it myself. I primarily played right field, but there was times at Yankee Stadium when we came in to play the Yankees, I would play left field. And I didn't like it out there. There's just too much room to cover.
And that sun, Kenny, you definitely didn't like that sun out there. Forget about it.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I wanted the short fence behind me in right field. And the same thing at the Fenway Park when you're playing right field there. It's just too expansive. I wasn't the fastest outfielder, so immediately I knew I had to be positioned properly to begin with to make the plays. Now, Earl Weaver eventually said, whenever we go to Boston, I'll put you in left field. And I said, that's fine. I got the protection of Green Monster behind me. If the ball's up against the Green Monster, it's not my fault. It's the pitcher's fault. So I just feel as though Andujar himself is athletic enough that once he starts to feel more comfortable, you'll see better plays from him in the outfield. It might take a little while for him to get used to it, but I'm sure the Yankees are going to give him enough reps in practice and have him stand out there doing batting practice and check fly balls until he feels really good about himself out there.
Kenny, would you DH Stanton the whole year? I would. To me, they have so many different guys they can throw out in the outfield. Keeping his bat in the lineup is so important. And look, he's not a bad defensive outfielder. He's solid. But a guy like Aaron Judge gives you such an edge. I mean, his arm is stupendous. To me, he's the best defensive right fielder in baseball. I would look at those two guys and say, wow, there's more of an emphasis getting Judge out in the outfield than Stanton out in the outfield. Is that fair?
Yeah, Judge is he's a premier player. I mean, he's a great defender, got a tremendous arm, and he has more range than you think. He can cover some ground. Like, the best outfield the Yankees have is Gardner in left, Hicks in center, and Judge in right. That means Stanton's going to be your DH, and it kind of means Andujar's relegated to the bench from time to time. Now, depending on what Urshela does, remember, you know, he came out of nowhere last year. And what has a tendency to happen, other teams, they study up over the winter. They go over the tapes. They see what you did well, what you didn't do well, why you might have hit our team so well. So they're going to make adjustments to him. And it's up to him to adjust again. So I'd like to see Urshela come out and do well, of course, because he's a superior fielder than Andujar. But if he doesn't hit, you could see Mickey playing some third base as well. So I wouldn't give up on him at third base. The Yankees have a lot of options, and that's a good thing. Because during the course of a season, as we saw last year, there are injuries to players. And even though they're only going to play 60 this year, there's probably going to be some injuries along the way this year too.
Kenny, greatest X factor for this Yankee team. They're going to win a World Series championship. Is there one particular guy you're looking at?
Yeah. And I think it's Gleyber Torres. I don't worry about him offensively. I want to see what he can do defensively at shortstop. He had kind of a rough spring training. The Yankees said he played 10 games, and he had 5 errors. And that you can't play at that pace at shortstop without being replaced defensively late in the ballgame. I just think that, you know, he works at it. I think he'll be fine. But that's the only thing I semi-worry about as the Yankees go into this season.
the great Kenny Singleton. He joins us here on The Fan. And Kenny, I got to commend you as a guy who leaves baseball as a player. To make the transition, not only as a great analyst, but I love when you do the play-by-play. I mean, when I hear you do a game, Ken, I feel like I'm sitting back, I'm having a beer, and I feel like I'm having a conversation with you. Was that a tough transition as a guy who spent so many years in the outfield? Then you get into broadcasting, not just the element of reacting to what Michael has to say or another play-by-play guy and what they have to say, but being able to do it yourself.
Well, John, to be honest with you, I actually started getting into it before I finished playing. And the years that the Orioles did not make the playoffs, remember, there were no wild card teams back when I was playing. So you either won the division or you went home. Some of those years, the TV station, local TV station here in Baltimore would have me on, and they'd want me to pick who I thought was going to win the playoffs and eventually the World Series. Now, I would preface that by telling the fans, people who are watching the sportscast that evening, that don't bet the house on this, but here's what I think is going to happen. And sometimes it didn't, sometimes it didn't. Then I got into broadcasting because Tony Kubek, former great Yankee shortstop and Hall of Fame broadcaster, came to me and asked me if I would want to work on Blue Jay games if they made the playoffs. That was in 1983. Well, the Blue Jays didn't make the playoffs because we won the World Series. The Orioles won the World Series. And but the next year was my last year playing, and Tony came to me again and said, asked me if I wanted to do 20 Blue Jay games that he couldn't do because of a conflict with NBC. And I said, sure, I'd do them. And, I was looking for something else to do. I still wanted to be in the game. And then just before spring training ended, I had done a number of spring training games. The network came to me and said, look, the Montreal Expos are signing on to the network, and would you be interested in doing 80 games this year instead of 20? And I said, sure, I'll do it. So I did both Blue Jays and Expos games, more Expos games. Remember, I had played in Montreal, so the fans kind of knew me. And a couple years into this, I was working strictly for the Expos, and they came to me and they said, would you like to do all the games? And I said, all the games? We only have 80 games on TV. They said, no, we want you to do radio as well. So I got to work with the great Dave Van Horn, who is a Hall of Famer and still working. He does the Marlins game for Miami now. And so that's how I got into play-by-play on the radio, which to me is a little bit more difficult than TV, because with TV you have the pictures to help you. And on radio, you don't. You are the eyes and ears, and you really have to let the fans know what's going on. And so I worked with a great mentor. Dave would do six innings a game, and I would do three. And for the remainder of the game, I was kind of the analyst. So I was doing both roles almost on a nightly basis. So that's how I got into play-by-play. I spent 12 years in Montreal, and, you know, now I've been 24 years with the Yankees. So I've been doing this for a long time. I can see the end coming, but...
No, I don't want to hear that, Ken. Ken, I don't want to hear that. No. We want to keep you going, man. We got scared a couple of years ago when we were hearing the end was coming, and I'm glad Yes was able to lure you back for a couple more years. You know, maybe it was the idea of trying to call another Yankee World Series championship year that brought you back. Who knows?
Yeah, well, hopefully that can be the case this year, but this year is a little bit... a little bit unique. It's not a normal season, and I was thinking that this was going to be my last year. But if my bosses want me to come back, I'll come back for one more. A regular season, 162 game season. I just feel as though I didn't get to do what I'd like to do this year, and we'll see. John, it's got to stop sometime. As much as I love my job, there's no doubt about it. There's other things tugging at my life now that I like doing, and one of them is going to see my grandkids play ball, and I'm going to do that tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to driving up to New Jersey and seeing them play.
Tremendous stuff, Ken. Before we get you out of here, you've been on the Yankee broadcast for 20 plus years. That's remarkable to think about. If I told you, when you were playing for the Baltimore Orioles with Earl Weaver, that you would be this like beloved figure amongst New York Yankee fans. There's no way in the world you would have believed me if I told you that in the future, right? Like, if I would have came and told Kenny Singleton, the ball player, hey, guess what, Kenny? You're going to be beloved by Yankee fans one day. You would have been like, JJ, get the hell out of here, right?
Well, especially after playing against the Yankees for 10 years and being a big division rival. But I will say this, John. A lot of New Yorkers know I grew up in New York. I grew up in Westchester County in Mount Vernon. I know my way around. I don't get lost when I go up there. If it wasn't for New York, I wouldn't be who I am today. And I mean that sincerely. It was a great place to grow up. Everything is at your doorstep, either that or a bus or a subway right away. And I love New York. I know that's it's a theme, but I really do. Although, it's a different time in my life, and I live out in the country here in Maryland. It's a little less hectic. And maybe because I've gotten to this point, I want to back off a little bit. But every time I go to New York, I feel the electricity. The people are wonderful. And I'm very grateful that Yankee fans have, I would say most of them, I wouldn't say 100% of them, but they've taken me to their hearts because I've grown to really appreciate the Yankees and what they do. They try every single year to win the championship. They play against their own history as opposed to playing against everybody else. They try every year to win the championship, and not every team does that. So, Yankee fans, keep rooting for your team. They're always trying.
Kenny Singleton, one of my favorites. And Kenny, I got to thank you personally, because as a guy who grew up watching you first on MSG with Jim Cott all those years ago, I feel like I grew up watching baseball and learning baseball from guys like you, Jim Cott, the list goes on and on. So thank you. Continued success. Can't wait to hear you back in the broadcast booth. And hit them straight on the golf course. I know I'm having trouble doing that. So I know you'll do a much better job of it than me. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, I'm playing Sunday.
Attaboy, me too, Kenny. Hit them straight. All right, man?
All right, John. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
There you have it. That's a great Kenny Singleton, who is one of the best. And first time I've ever had Kenny on the show. What a treat. What a real gentleman in the game. And he's been a blast doing the games on MSGES for all these years. Who knew this Oriole would become like a beloved figure within the Yankees? Never know.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.